Welcome to From the Horse's Mouth, the official podcast of Providence Day School, bringing you spirited, informative, and entertaining conversations from the global PD community. Now here's our host, a familiar face and a voice on the PDS campus, world language teacher Jay Barron.
Welcome to From the Horse's Mouth. Thank you so much for coming and talking to me today. This is so much fun because today we're talking to three Providence Day grads on Young Alumni Day, I believe is the name of the event. And so I am very fortunate to be here with Maya Barr, who is a senior at Harvard, a little school you may have heard of. Welcome, Maya. Caroline Bynum, who is also a senior at Chapel Hill, another place you've heard of. And Kendall Smith, who's a freshman at TCU, way out in Texas. My goodness. So welcome back to Providence Day, first of all. I hope you're having a good day. Are you having a good day?
Yeah, very good.
So far, so good.
Excellent, right? We'll see how this goes, right?
Yeah,
very good. But thank you for coming in to talk, just because it really is something that we as teachers think about quite a lot is, how are our grads doing out there? How's it going? And so can we just go around first, and if you would just tell us your major? Or maybe other extracurricular interests you have, or the sorts of things you're spending your time on. And I'm just going to start with you, Caroline, and we'll go around this way, okay?
Sure. I'm an advertising major with a composition, rhetoric, and digital literacy minor, and I've got a sports communication certificate. So I'm really involved in the athletic department and doing a lot of social media and video board production for them. So yeah, lots of sports media stuff.
I am a speech pathology major with a child development minor, and I'm really involved with the club volleyball team, and that's about it. It takes up a lot of my time.
I am a psychology major, and I love all things mental health. So I do research at Harvard and also at Massachusetts General Hospital, and I also work as a counselor at McLean, which is a psychiatric hospital.
And so you're off campus quite a lot, obviously doing important work.
Yeah.
Can we go backwards on the circle this time? And Maya, maybe tell us a little bit more about that. You know, now you're almost finished with college, and now you're really getting to start to apply what you've been studying, correct?
Right.
And so tell me a little bit more about that work that you're doing off campus.
So off campus, the research at Massachusetts General Hospital is about alcohol use disorder, or what we would call alcoholism. So there we study what happens to people, when do they relapse, why do they relapse. But the job at McLean is working on an inpatient unit. It's more of a residential unit than inpatient unit for girls ages 18 to 22. And we use dialectical behavioral therapy to treat whatever problems they have.
It's really fascinating. Kendall, you said that takes a lot of your time. Are you talking about the volleyball? Are you talking about your course of study, or?
A little bit of both. Since I'm just a freshman, I don't really spend that much time off campus doing like work per se, but we do have an on-campus speech and hearing clinic. So I spend a little bit of my time there because of my major. It's actually really cool to like see like the patients and everything. We did a tour, so that was really interesting. And then volleyball, first semester didn't take up too much time. We had one tournament that was away, but in the upcoming semester, we have four tournaments that are, three of them are away. So it took up a lot of my weekend time. I'm assuming it's going to take up a lot of my weekend time next semester.
Sure. And Caroline, did I hear a rumor that you were doing some ESPN somewhere along the way?
Yes. shout out to senior projects, actually. I did my senior project with ESPN, and I shadowed in the Charlotte offices, and I realized that that was something I was really interested in. And so going into Carolina, I took some sports media classes and got connected with people in the athletic department and have been doing that. And then this past summer, I interned with ESPN up in Bristol at their headquarters, doing their social content production and some of their Twitter and Snapchat video. So,
okay, so thanks for the perfect segue, because now we've got senior projects in the conversation and things that happened at Providence Day before you left. Can you guys talk to us a little bit about maybe ways that you were especially well prepared at PD, and maybe some ways where we didn't quite prepare you? Give us a little bit of feedback. Kendall, can I start with you this time?
Yeah. We talked about this earlier, but I felt really prepared, like writing wise and and pretty much all academics, I felt prepared. Like, I didn't feel like the semester was easy, but I wasn't struggling as some of my peers were. And in terms of, like, things I wasn't really prepared for was just kind of having to put myself out there, like, both in the classroom trying to meet, like, teachers, because we had all, like, here we all know our teachers. Like, I, like, call some of, like, my old teachers my friends. Like, it's definitely different going to a bigger school and not knowing everyone. So I guess just putting yourself out there is just something that I had to adjust to.
What was your biggest class this year?
I was in one of my fine arts credits was Survey of Musical Theater. It was probably one of my favorite classes, but it was a lecture class, so it was a little over 100 people in it.
Yeah. Maya, how about you?
My biggest class this semester probably had like 18 people in it, which is honestly unusual for me. I love a big lecture class, but I didn't take any this semester.
Did you feel prepared walking into Harvard as a freshman? Did you feel like there were some things that you discovered at school that we really didn't warn you about? Talk to me about that.
I think that I did have a big adjustment in my first semester at college, mm-hmm. But so did everybody else. And the thing that helped me get through that adjustment was my basic skills that I learned at Providence Day, especially writing. Writing was really, really important. And it's something that I had recognized was really important to know and to get those skills at Providence Day. But when I went to college, the papers got longer and the texts got harder and the papers just became a bear.
Yes, but that's two shouts out now for the English department in a row. And Caroline, I know you're not going to let them down. How about you? Talk about preparation for college. Which seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
I know. Let me think back. I agree. I think I was super prepared going in. I think time management was something that was a big adjustment for me, just because at PD, I had a schedule from literally 8 a.m. to probably 9 p.m. because of practices and homework. So figuring out what to do with my time and how to figure out when to do certain pieces of homework and when to study for certain things, just because classes are so much more spaced out, was something that was a big adjustment. Also, note-taking. Some lectures, they're just talking at you. And so figuring out exactly how to write down and what's the best way to organize your thoughts, as well as what the professor's saying, was huge for me. I think something that I'm really thankful for Providence Day was the community aspect. I go to a pretty big school, and so thinking through building a community and making that a huge emphasis in my schooling was really important to me because mm-hmm. of the community and home aspect Providence Day had. And so I think that helped me build better relationships with my professors and not be afraid to stay after class if there was something I was really interested in and wanted to talk more about, and just building connections and really finding out what I'm interested in because of the professors who are excited to teach you and get you involved with things that you're intrigued with.
I'm really glad to hear that, that you felt that way, and Kendall, you as well. I remember being in college and feeling completely intimidated by my professors. Like, am I allowed to go to office hours? Am I worthy? And so if that's something that PD students feel like they should do, then I think that's great. Speak more to the time management piece. I know you mentioned it a little bit. Kendall, what about you? How are you finding that this year?
First semester, it was kind of difficult because I had, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I had one class. I was at 8 a.m. I was done at 9:30, and then I had no class for the rest of the day. So I had so much time. And at the beginning of the year, I found myself taking lots of naps and procrastinating and doing, like, I don't know, other things. But I began to learn towards the end of the semester that I work better during the day than I do at night. Like, so I do my homework during the day. And I definitely have, like, some friends who, like, go to study rooms at, like, 11:30 at night and, like, stay until, like, 2, 3 in the morning. And I just found that was not for me. So I don't know, time management, I think it was important for me to find in the first semester, like, am I a day person or am I a night person? Like, and that was really crucial for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. It took me all freshman year to realize I could not do my homework and listen to Van Halen at the same time. So yes. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Maya, what about you?
You know, I think that time management will just come naturally. At Providence Day, everybody fills up their schedules to the max. And I mean, I do the same thing at college, and I'm sure that y'all do too. And so just having so many things that you are excited to do will make you do them.
How did you choose to go to Harvard?
Well, I was really interested in going to a school that was near a city, in or near a city. So I applied to schools that fit that criteria. And then after I had, gotten a list of where I could potentially go, I was really excited to choose Harvard because they have programs that are excellent in every department. And I wasn't sure what I was going to study. And so it was important to me that my school would have the opportunity for me to be in the best department in whatever I would choose.
Caroline, tell the truth. Did you have a choice to go to Chapel Hill or no? How did you choose Chapel Hill?
Well, I told the juniors this earlier. I was very thankful. My parents really pushed me to look at other places. They took me to small schools just to make sure Carolina was really where I wanted to go. But yeah, since I was probably 8 years old, I knew Carolina was the place for me. I knew that I wanted to go there. I only applied to two other schools. But yeah, I've always been a Tar Heel and I was excited to get in there.
That's fun. How about TCU?
I was also talking to juniors about this. It was kind of random. I had like a slight obsession with Texas before even going there. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just the size of the state. I have no idea. But my dad took us there for spring break 1 year and he just picked three schools. And TCU was one of them. And I fell in love with it when I went there. I just got this feeling on campus that I couldn't compare to like any other feeling. And I also knew that I didn't want to be in the middle of nowhere. Like I was, I guess like my other school choices were all pretty similar with the exception of one where it was kind of like not near anything. And I knew that I didn't want that because I didn't want to have to feel trapped like on campus. Like I wanted to be able to like go out or like I'm 30 minutes from Dallas and like Fort Worth is growing like itself, like the city. So it's been good being like near.
So you would agree with this idea that it's good to go and visit colleges because you need to trust your gut.
Yeah, I'm definitely a visual person. So I looking at the numbers would stress me out more than being there. So look, I went on so many tours, like can't even count them. So it was really good. That's how I got to see myself there, like and if it was a fit or not. And then maybe look at the numbers later, but statistics really stress me out. Naviance really stressed me out. I just really think that if you're just looking at that, it's not going to help you find your perfect match.
And it's a place you're going to spend 4 years or maybe more. So, okay, I'm going to selfishly put on my dad hat now, now that my daughters are in middle school and in upper school. Go back. Let's do the what advice would you give them answer here. What would you say to yourself, perhaps, as a new middle school student to be thinking about or a new upper school student to be thinking about? What do you think?
I would say in middle school, it's a great opportunity to be really solid in your education. You know, you want to take an advanced math, but you don't want to go too advanced where you're not going to learn anything because whatever you learn in middle school is what your foundation for high school will be. And I think for high school, it's important that the ownership of your experience lies in the student. So they are the ones choosing their classes, obviously with input from everyone, but they are the ones who have to live with their decisions that they make.
And it's hard, isn't it, to be a freshman in high school making your own decisions?
It's very hard.
Yeah, were your parents, your teachers, your friends, how did you make your decisions?
For me personally, I listened to all the advice that everyone gave, whether I used it or not. And then I filtered that and thought, what is going to help me and what can I discard?
Kendall, what do you think? Advice to a middle schooler, advice to a new upper schooler?
I would say if I were to go back and tell myself something, I'd probably say not to stress about like AP classes because yes, AP classes are great, but I know that I was only taking them because I thought I had to. And so I didn't feel like I wasn't enjoying them. And I would also tell myself not to compare myself to other students. I know it's really hard here, but it's really just not healthy because then you get so down on yourself. And I used to tell like my parents, I was like, I don't feel like I'm smart because like this person's doing so good in this class and I'm doing like average. Like, and you know, it never was good for me, like mentally. But now like that I'm like out of Providence Day, like I do realize like, you know, like I am smart and like I will be okay. You know, it's just kind of stressful. So I would just tell myself not to compare myself to others.
And it's such a time of life when you're spending your time looking around. I mean, that's what kids do. They compare themselves. And so, Caroline, what do you think?
I think finding classes that you're going to fully commit yourself to and that you're excited about, whether that be an AP or an advanced class or just a class that you want to try out because you're intrigued with the material, and really only choosing APs if you know that you're going to commit to it, and that you're excited about what you're learning. I also think being involved with things that intrigue you outside of school is super important. I think a lot of universities and colleges look at you as a human, not just you as your numbers. And so being able to show that you're going to be a personality or someone that's going to build their community is super important. So finding things that you love doing, whether that's student government here or a club or theater outside of school, no matter what it is, finding a way to show that you've got more to you than just your test scores.
Well, I'm also glad to hear that because I think that that's right. What is your story? If you're telling your own story, because I think a lot of the time students think, oh, this college needs to accept me. And it's really a two-way street, isn't it? I mean, Each of you could have gone to any number of schools, I'm sure. And so you intentionally chose to go where you are. But what I want to know is, what do you miss about Providence Day?
I personally definitely miss the smaller feeling of Providence Day. I've been here since TK, so I didn't know anything else. I was saying this earlier, but I can't... Here you could walk by someone and it's a familiar face, like you maybe wave or know them from like a class or something. But at TCU, I almost like rarely see people from my classes because the school's so big, like, and it's not even like considered a big school, it's just bigger than what I'm used to. So I just think I miss like seeing familiar faces around and like knowing more people.
Yeah, piggybacking on that, I know my first day of school, freshman year university, I walking around and I was kind of smiling at every single student I saw. I was, didn't know if I was supposed to wave, and I like called my mom. I was like, everyone's listening to their music and no one's really saying hi. And
she's kids like, well, today, I tell you.
You're at a big school. You don't know everyone. And so that was a weird adjustment because at PD, even if it was someone three grades lower than me, I might still smile and be like, hey, because that was the community at Providence Day. And so knowing how to build a new community and finding a small community, but I was really important, but I do miss just seeing everyone that I know. And even when I come back now, today when I was on campus, I had four different teachers run up and ask me about three different things that are going on in my life just because they care and they're still there and they're still part of your family, no matter what you think.
And they all wanted Carolina basketball tickets, right?
Well, that's how every conversation ended.
It's another story. What do you miss, Maya?
You know, I miss the same things that y'all miss. I miss the community and I miss the teachers. I think that the teachers I had here really took a personal interest in me, and that really helped me to thrive. And you can get that in college, but those relationships need to be built over a longer time scale. But at Providence Day, maybe it's because you're seeing those teachers every day, or maybe it's because we have a small community, but it's much easier to get those relationships quickly.
How's the food at Harvard?
Well, you know, my freshman year, the cafeteria workers went on strike. And that was a really big moment on campus. The students were striking with the workers and, you know, everybody was supporting it. But during that period of time, the food in the cafeteria was pretty sparse. So after that experience, I would say that anything is wonderful.
Perfect. How's the food in Texas?
Well, in Texas, the food is great. The cafeteria at TCU has its hit or miss days. We have two dining halls, and I would say the better of the two is the furthest walk on campus for
me. Of course, right.
Yeah. But there is a Chick-fil-A nearby, so I do spend a lot of my time there. My parents are not happy with me because I do go off campus a lot to eat and spend money that I don't have. But it's okay. I will work on that next semester, but the food's okay.
I'm sure they will appreciate hearing you make that confession.
Yeah, probably.
And then Chapel Hill, of course, it's great, right?
Everything's great.
Everything's great. It's been really fun talking to you. Welcome back to PD, and thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you for joining us today to hear it all straight from the horse's mouth, our spirited official school podcast. Be sure to join us again to hear the voices of our global PD community in future episodes. You can find episodes and more information at providenceday.org/podcast.